This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, February 10th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Winter Park Ski Area has reported an outbreak among staff. It's one of 11 ski resorts experiencing an outbreak, according to the Denver Post. Strong snowstorms last week have caused long lift lines. Some pass holders say mask wearing and social distancing are not enforced. A Winter Park spokesperson says the outbreak is not connected with guest contact, instead pointing to employee social gatherings outside of work and living in congregate housing. A coalition to protect the Crystal River watershed is reviving their efforts. Aspen Journalism reports after a four-year hiatus, residents organized as the Crystal River Caucus and the Crystal Valley Environmental Protection Association are working toward a wild and scenic designation for the upper 39 miles of the river north of McClure Pass. They want to prevent new development or the possibility of dams. The Secretary of the Interior can designate a river at a governor's request, or Congress can designate a river after a land use agency conducts a study to see if it's eligible. The Forest Service has done that. Less than 0.1% of the state's river miles are designated as wild and scenic. While abortion remains legal in the United States, Medicaid patients cannot get an abortion covered unless the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest, or if a pregnancy is life-threatening. The Colorado Sun reports that Colorado has an added restriction that limits which facilities can provide an abortion. In 1984, state voters narrowly passed a constitutional amendment that prohibits public funding for abortions. This means low-income women often drive long distances to a hospital. Now, legislators have sponsored a bill to expand which facilities can see patients for the procedure. Colorado's General Assembly expects to be back to work by spring. The move to expel U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert now has the support of the Working Families Party. While not a recognized party in Colorado, the group, more active in other states, has a small chapter here. They've erected billboards in multiple communities, including a mobile billboard in Rifle, where Boebert owns a restaurant. Last week, State Senator Kerry Donovan, an Eagle County Democrat whose current district includes Delta County, announced she is running against Boebert in 2022 for Congress and quickly raised $100,000. Veteran Grand Junction Sentinel political reporter Charles Ashby calls Kerry Donovan the immediate frontrunner for her party's nomination in the next congressional race, but we won't know the exact district maps until redistricting based on the 2020 census data is complete. Governor Jared Polis says the state's weekly vaccine supply will increase slightly this month. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Colorado is expecting an extra 27,000 doses over the next several weeks, but the overall timeline isn't likely to change. That's because an additional 400,000 teachers and people over 65 became eligible this week to get vaccinated. Polis is also concerned about a new federal program sending vaccines directly to pharmacies and community health centers. He's asked the Biden administration to give states the power to hold them accountable for using the doses. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Colorado is dry. Every part of the state has been in some degree of drought since last year. KOTO's Matt Hoisch looked into how residents in Norwood are coping and adapting.
Dave Alexander says when it comes to water, it's a big gamble. And this year, the dealer isn't giving out a good starting hand.
It's kind of a wait and see, but right now it's not looking good.
Alexander is a rancher in Norwood. His grandfather started the ranch in the 1920s, and he started working on it when he was a teenager.
Every day I could, I put in almost a full day on the ranch.
Originally, they raised sheep, but now it's cattle, about 450 a year. But this year is presenting challenges. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, Southwest Colorado is in the highest level of drought, known as exceptional drought. For ranchers like Alexander, that's meant adapting. For instance, usually he raises enough hay for his cattle, but this year, he's had to buy all of the hay.
It was cold and kind of dry and stuff, and we didn't have as much feed. And the year before was a drought, and we didn't have a lot of feed left over from the fall before. So it all adds up, all makes a difference.
Alexander says there have been periods of on and off drought every few years in the past, but he also acknowledges this feels different.
It seems like it's a little worse this last period than what it usually is, but I don't know. I just don't know. I'm hoping it'll come back and do a lot better, but we're just kind of in a pattern right now where we're not getting a lot of snowfall.
Barkley Durrani is trying to be a bit more proactive. She's a second-generation farmer who's run Indian Ridge Farm in Norwood with her husband, Tony, for the last two decades. She says they've decided to step back from some of their day-to-day farming for what they're calling a reset year, to figure out a couple of long-term questions about the 125-acre farm. water is part of it.
What is our long-term strategy if this is just the beginning of a larger drought cycle for our region? And I don't have the answers for that. Tony and I both don't have the answers for that, but that's why we want to take the time to really look at our water usage.
Durrani says they want to look into whether there are ways to use their water more wisely, like collaborating with their neighbors and community more, or even possibly growing different crops. They're taking the reset year, she says, in part because they've noticed the region is getting drier. Their first year farming in 2001, she explains, there was a big drought, and people in the area said it was the worst they'd seen in a century. But then...
soon after that, we had another drought. You know, we had another drought in 2018. That was a very bad year. And here we go again. Last year was a bad year. So we're seeing sort of that what might have been a 100-year drought now being sort of a 10-year cycle.
That experience matches up with scientific projections for climate change. One paper, published last year in the journal Science, for instance, says warming caused by man-made greenhouse gases has pushed what would have been an otherwise moderate drought in the southwestern U.S. toward a trajectory comparable to the worst mega-drought in the region since 800 CE. The local government is also paying attention. Candy Meehan is Norwood's mayor pro tem.
Our economy down here is fragile. It is very fragile. And sustainability comes from, you know, consistency, like not losing our big farmers, our big ranchers, not even losing the small ones. So we're going to have to just kind of just with smarter perspective.
Meehan is trying to organize more education about smarter water use. There's also action on the supply front. Tim Lippert is the town's public works director. He says they're in a good place when it comes to the town's water system, but the region is also considering other sources to deal with future growth. The Norwood Water Commission handles potable water for the area. They're looking at developing conditional water rights they have on the San Miguel River. If they can build the needed infrastructure, Lippert says that's projected to help meet growth needs for the next 20 years. But he also notes their growth forecasts are just a guess, and things could play out differently. But one thing becoming more certain is that drier years could be the new normal.
I think the wet years are more the anomaly now.
That's San Miguel County Commissioner Chris Holstrom. She represents the west part of the county, which includes Norwood. She's a part of a group pushing for creative, cooperative solutions to the region's water challenges. She's quick to note water discussions haven't always gone that way, and points to a saying from the Old West, "Whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting." Time will tell whether that Old West mentality is a thing of the past.
The story was reported by Matt Hoisch at KOTO and Telluride, our partners in the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to reporter Kate Redman. I'm Gavin Dahl.